Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. We check the Post of Nebraska Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I'm joined by former Nebraska defensive coordinator, three-time national champion himself, Mr. Charlie McBride. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great. Sun's out. Can't complain.
I know, right? Beautiful day. Well, I appreciate you joining me. And I kind of want to just dive right into this Nebraska defense. And I wanted to get your thoughts because, you know, at times this year, they've given up big yards and big points at times. At other times, they've looked improved and played well enough to win in certain games. I thought the offense just didn't hold up their end of the bargain. But what have you seen from the Nebraska defense this year as an overall whole?
Well, anytime, you know, you get a lot of points scored on you, it's kind of a tough deal either way. I think a lot of it, you know, if you look back, a lot of it has to do with turnovers and in the bad field position for the defense to come in the game. But, you know, that's, you know, it, as a coordinator, that's no excuse. You got to stop them, period. I don't care where you get the ball. But, you know, a lot of times when you have younger players, and I looked at the defense and we had seven seniors starting on defense. And, you know, that, you know, I keep hearing all this freshman stuff, and we only had one redshirted freshman starting on offense. So, you know, we have supposedly a pretty experienced team out there. You know, but as far as the defense goes, I think we put our kids in position sometimes that, you know, it's really hard to defend. And I was always a pressure coach. I enjoyed pressure. The players loved it. You know, do it. I think it takes them from sitting down there and, you know, in the trenches and just getting beat straight on all the time. You got a chance to go and turn it loose and things like that. I didn't see a lot of that this year. There was more than there's been in the past. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just partial to that kind of defense. And I think, too, that, you know, right now is, you know, I think that the one thing that I could say just off the top of my head is that I think we only had about six or seven turnovers the whole year. That's unacceptable. I mean, that, you know, we've gained, I think, six of them. And, you know, and so that, you know, you look at other teams and, you know, I think, let's look at Rutgers. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have 21. So, you know, they, you know, for a team that's been with a coach for really 1 year, they've been a miracle team as far as, so they've taken over his attitude, and, you know, about the game. He's a very aggressive guy, and his team has become that way. And so those are the things, you know, I think that, you know, I'm not at practice, you know, so I can't evaluate any of that, or I don't see the secondary playing on the TV a lot. It's hard to say there. You know, personally, I think, you know, maybe a little more man coverage would be something that I'd think about. But, you know, again, like I said, I don't know the players because I'm not there, and I don't really know the coaches that well, but you know, at the end of the year, every year you have to have some hard decisions. I can tell you a little story that maybe would be interesting is at the end of the year when we were coaching, I think it was really something that was important. Tom would have each coach in individually, and it was an open session. I mean, in other words, I could say anything that I didn't like about what he was doing, and vice versa. He could say anything, you know, that he didn't like that I was doing, or anything. You can say anything you want in there. I mean, about whether it's positive, negative, or whatever it is, and it doesn't leave that room. And I always thought that brought our staff closer together. And, you know, it wasn't a fight.
Just honesty.
Things you wanted to say. You know, it was important to all of us, I think, that he did that. And, you know, in some cases, if you had a problem with another coach, if you had a problem with a player, if you had something that you want to talk about, with, you know, whether it's his personality or whatever it is, you could do it. And I think that that's one thing that we did. The other thing I think that Tom did was important was he had the whole athletic department in for a meeting. I mean, that means the janitor, the, you know, the night janitor was there, every ticket ladies, everybody was there, and impress them upon that they are part of the team, and wanted them to understand that, you know, anybody that stepped out of line or did anything, he wanted to know about it. And because, you know, everybody has to work together in the yeah. whole thing. It's not just the football staff.
Oh, absolutely. No, that makes a lot of sense. It's that holding each other accountable, yet we need to all be on the same page because we're all working towards the same common goal as well. So that's very cool. That's something I did not know before. Speaking specifically about the defense, all right, and you mentioned turnovers, but through your experience, what's the biggest key to having a consistent, successful defense at a high level year in and year out?
I think what I did was I coached for depth. You know, the eye in the sky was one of the things that when we might have had a scrimmage going, two scrimmages going on or something going on, I would always probably go with the younger guys, and you would think the coordinator would be down with the starting team. Well, you can't be spending a lot of time correcting people and wasting time for getting repetitions and all that. I got that stuff done in the meetings. Okay, and I could take care of that at another time. But I think the thing is I don't know. One of the things is the practice time. What is happening there? Are we practicing? Are we getting everybody involved? Or are we have a lot of guys standing around? I don't know. But I don't really believe in there should be guys standing around. We had four sessions going at one time. We had an offensive station at the end. Each end of the field, and on the sides we had inside drills. Offensively, had their scout team. Defensively, we had a scout team. Same thing at the other end of the field. They had their passing game and, you know, the outside runs and passing games and things like that. And I think I talked to Mel Tenneper one day, and they had run 167 to 170 plays in practice.
That's quite a bit.
That isn't enough repetition. I don't know what is, but
yeah, that's quite a bit.
They really, the players really got a lot of repetition. And what happens is, and when that happens, you get to get some of the younger guys in there. You know, at the time, you know, if you're a defensive player, a young kid, and you're playing against our first team defense and you're a scout team guy, you're playing against as good an offensive line as you're going to play against, period.
Yep.
In college football, probably. So you emphasize those things to the players. And pro scouts used to come in and think we were live all the time. Well, we weren't live, but we were playing live, but taking care of each other. And I don't know, you know, no cut blocking, no, you know, once in a while there might be a little bit of a scuffle, but that was expected, you know, I mean. But we always took care of each other and in practice. And we practiced hard. I mean, hard. And, see, those are the things I don't see. I mean, I don't see it because I'm not there. I'm not saying they don't do that. I'm just saying that I don't see. I can't be critical of maybe they're killing each other in practice for all I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think when you coach for depth, and when you spend time, when you go down with the third team and the defensive coordinator's there, you don't feel like you're left out of the program.
Yeah.
You know, he's looking at you, and you better play, and you better get it moving, and things like that. And I thought that helped our team a little bit, but I've had teams where I actually didn't tell players. I just told them. One year, I didn't even have a first team. I had two teams, and I said, you guys are going to go every two series, period. That's what you do. Just rotate every two series. And, you know, I mean, they used to fight over who's getting the least amount of snaps because they're going three and out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was a little bit competitive, too. And at that time, we didn't quite, that was one of my first few years there. We didn't have quite as many players,
yeah,
walk-ons and so on. So now I think I counted 148 players on the team, and that's enough to have four stations and a lot of reps. And I think it takes away a lot of the mistakes. I think a lot of times coaches are afraid that I should be with these guys or I should be with those guys, and I can't. You got film. I mean, that's where you study, and that's what kids learn.
Yeah.
They see themselves, you know, and you know that as well as anybody. I mean, it's important, I think, to look at film and see yourself play and see your mistakes. And to visualize your mistakes that you're making, you could be studying and just sit there and think about stepping with your left foot or stepping with your left foot and see yourself doing it. And, you know, if you get things into your subconscious, especially defensively, you'll be able to play blocking schemes if you've had them enough in practice. You put them in your, you know, you'll put them in your mind and do things automatically. I mean, it just happens that way. Your subconscious just absorbs them, and
yep.
You know, whether it's a guy blocking down, a guard pulling in front of you, you're gone. You know, and so some of those things I see that in the game, just simple things, separation, using your hands, getting off of blocks, how to do that, how to escape. I don't see any of the techniques that, you know, probably should be used as far as getting off of blocks and things like that. And but that's with the young players. And so you have to do that in practice, rep, and keep repping it until, you know, maybe it takes a year, maybe it takes 5 minutes. I've had guys where I tell them one time and they do it. You know, and people
yeah.
said to me one time, who's the best player you ever coached? And I... You know, that guy's name, I wouldn't, you know, maybe a lot of people don't even remember is Rob Stuckey. I used to tell Rob one time, and he does it. And I got other guys where it took a year, year and a half before things started folding together, but he was just able to do it. And, you know, he was smart, he was tough, and but undersized guy to play in the NFL, but as far as a college player and as far as what he did for us was tremendous.
Yeah, it's interesting. I played with a lot of guys. I mean, it was interesting because you'd watch some guys and a coach would tell them something and it was like banging their head against the wall. They would just do it over and over and they would never change it. Okay, and then there's other guys, for some reason, you'd tell them one time and they'd make the change. It was always mind-boggling to me why some guys caught on so quick and why some guys did not. So as a coach, I can imagine that would be kind of frustrating for you, for the guys who did not. Now, the defense at times this year has looked a little bit better. Okay, so talk to me about some of the improvements or things that they have done well at times this year that you have seen.
Well, there's games I've seen them fly around all over the place, and that I think is really important because if there's one thing you can do, you can make up for a lot of things by just by playing hard and never giving up till that whistle blows. And that there's been other times when I've seen one person making the tackle and nobody else show up.
Yep.
And, you know, and I think, you know, it's a shame, and I don't like bringing up the NFL all the time, but if you had to watch the Buffalo Bills the other night, I mean, there were snakes all over the place. They were, I mean, when there was a guy tackled, half, you know, I'm not too sure they didn't have some of the guys on the bench around them. You know.
Have you seen that Cotton Bowl film? I forget. It was Alabama was playing somebody in like the 40s or 50. The guy's running down the sideline. The Alabama player comes off the field and tackles him off the bench, tackles him and goes back on the bench. Have you ever seen that film?
Yeah. No. I don't think so.
They ended up giving him a touchdown. Like when I say film, I mean film of the game. It was an actual game. But anyways, so... Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's been some games where they've looked really good and flying around anyways. Like the Iowa game, they were flying around. The Purdue game, they were flying around. So I'm with you on that, Coach. So
that's what you look at in the younger players. I mean, that's really, you know, you got to teach them, okay? And if you can't teach, get out of coaching, okay? If you cannot teach and cannot communicate, get the heck out of coaching because that don't work. I mean, you could be, you know, it's hard to say, well, I'm a guy's a great recruiter, but he doesn't convey things to players. And that happens a lot of times.
Yeah.
And sometimes as a coach, you got to be honest and you got to make some hard decisions.
Gotcha. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me. I appreciate your insights as always. Stay safe. Happy early Merry Christmas. And I want to thank you for joining me, Mr. McBride, Mr. Coach McBride.
Well, I appreciate you being there. And don't forget, throw the bones, man.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.